this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio with today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with J.R. Myers, who is running for the U.S. House in Tuesday's primary election. Let's begin with a question for you that I've asked everybody, which is, can you introduce yourself to our listeners, which would be tell us where you live and how long you've been there, and then what experience you bring to this position?
All right. Well, I've had a cabin in Saldana, outside of Saldana, 17 years now, I think. And I've been involved in civic activities extensively. I was the nominee for the Constitution Party for governor of Alaska in 2014, and I've just been involved with right to life issues and constitutional issues, things like that, for a long time, public accountability, and, you know, just civic involvement, as I said. So I've served on a couple local boards, one on the Kenai Peninsula, Central Emergency Services, and then the other in Haines for their fire service area. It's hard to say, you know, what your background is to be a congressman, because it covers it so all-encompassing. And, you know, you want to say like you're an average person, but is anyone just average, or is that what's being sought? I don't know. I think, you know, we each have our own trajectories and we're all unique, and so we bring something different to the table. So I bring a voice of bold advocacy and an understanding of the history and the dynamics of Alaska, I believe.
And you started to touch on this some, but why are you running for this position?
It's even with so many candidates out there, I don't really see them reflecting all of my views or addressing my concerns. And so I think that there's room on the political spectrum for my viewpoints, which I don't believe are adequately reflected amongst the other candidates. And that would be the bold pro-life views. And that's not just talking about abortion. We're talking about euthanasia. We're talking about capital punishment, illegal wars, that sort of thing, police killings. And then I'm also concerned about the national defense. I'm very concerned about Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, that axis. And I've been talking about that for quite a long time. And it seems like a lot of the it's getting more and more traction, but a lot of the politicians don't really want to address it unless they're forced to. And then the other main issue for the campaign would, well, in addition to the liberty, which the lockdown situation, we must never allow that to happen again. And it really revealed the tyrants among us, so let me just leave it at that. But the other main aspect of my campaign would be economics. And I think Alaska has been disconnected for too long, and some might like that, you know, that it's distant from the lower 48. But I think for it to develop properly, it needs to be connected in through a continental rail link and through enhanced Arctic infrastructure. So, and just port infrastructure in general.
And that actually ends up tying into the next question, so feel free to amplify or mention new things as well. What important issues face our state in the coming years?
Well, obviously, Alaska's been treated like a colony for so long, as a resource colony, and, you know, it was a disservice to the people and to place the capital so far away from the population centers. So I think that government reform is still something that's in Alaska's future, and I think the potential for relocating the capital is real and needs to be realized. What else? You know, just that drain of the brain drain and the youth leaving. Again, Alaska should be an innovator in Arctic technology, in alternative energy, in farming the seas. I see if we can invest in the youth and in our resources and value-added products, and in being, you know, connected again. We can't be disconnected and do this. We have to be connected. So that's where I see Alaska, you know, hopefully leading the way in Arctic trade. Of course, now we have a military situation that's directly affecting the Arctic and the Bering Sea, the North Pacific. So that remains to be seen how that's going to play out.
Again, these questions are related, but feel free to go in whatever direction you want. What are your goals for Alaska if you're elected, and how would you accomplish these goals?
Well, you know, the House is for all the American people, so we have to, part of the congressional prerogative is to pass the laws and not to allow a government to occur by executive order. So I think that's one of the main things, not just for Alaska, but for America, that you actually have a functional Congress and that you're boldly advocating for your constituents' needs. And not just like proposing your own ideas, because I can come up with ideas all day long, but really we need to listen to the constituents. What is really happening out there on the ground? What's important to the people and their lives? And I think it goes back to, you know, existing in Alaska is very difficult. I see where Anchorage was just the highest in city, experienced the highest inflation of any city in the nation in the last year. So we all know how expensive things can be in the bush and all of that, and it's driving people out. But we need to find ways to make life more sustainable through development of sustainable agricultural programs and, you know, for food security in the rural areas. And energy, alternative energy, that sort of thing. It's about utilizing your talent and not squandering it and not allowing it to just drain away.
I'm talking with J.R. Myers, who's running for the U.S. House. What, any concluding things that you would like to say to our listeners as we wrap up this interview?
Well, just, you know, it's important for everyone to get out and vote. At least you'll be able to vote in person for this election, so... But if you need to vote by mail, that's allowed too. So educate yourselves on the candidates, on their issues. I don't, you know, I mean, the representative is supposed to be just that, the representative of the people. They're not supposed to be the kingpin of anything or, you know, so I don't think your next congressman is going to be in there for 50 years. But whoever it is and however long they're going to be there, they need to be an authentic representative of the people. They don't need to be grandstanding reality show stars. That's not going to serve the people well. We don't need an Alaska AOC.
As we wrap up, if people are interested in finding out more about you and your positions, is there a website they can go to or any other contact information you wanted to share?
Yes, I do have a website, and that's johnrichardmyers.com. That's M-Y-E-R-S, and my email is at jr@johnrichardmyers.com, and that's just the best way to get information and reach me.
Great. All right. Again, this is Doug Walker, and I've been talking with J.R. Myers, who's running for the U.S. House. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Doug.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.